Okay, I need my seven quizzer helpers up here. And while they're coming, just a couple of things. This is Lynn and Lindsay and Dane's Lenderson's last service, so you can come up here, you guys. So make sure that you say hi to them after. What you're going to do is you're going to take one of these, and I want you to figure out the Bible verse and put it in order for me. We'll see if you're... The older ones can help the younger ones. And then I also, there was a lot of mentions of different kinds of moms. And I would like to acknowledge the moms that never actually got to hold their babies. And I would like to acknowledge the ones that either had stillbirths or miscarriages or lost them in infancy. Because you might not feel like a mom, but you are. And that video, Bill and Fiona, that made me cry. And I'd like to say thank you for it. Now we're going to start. I think they did a pretty good job. This is Sunday school, so we're kind of doing this. But this is going to be a thing. But Cassie and you, I always forget your name. Do you think they should be reversed? Isn't that mean? Do your moms always sometimes do that? I mean, it's the exact same word, but we could reverse them. Could be right or could be wrong. But this is Sunday school, so we're going to start with our verse for the day, because you might wonder why we're doing this big thing, but this is why we're doing this. This is why we canceled service tonight. So we are in Sunday school, so we are going to repeat our Sunday school verse. So you can repeat with me, all kids of all ages. Honor your father and your mother, Exodus 20:12. Thank you. Thank you. You can have your seat now. You can just throw those away or dump them on the ground. It doesn't matter. And, of course, they put them right where I'm going to stand, but that's okay. The full verse in the King James is, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honor means to celebrate, respect, and value. And celebrate's the easy one of the three. And that's what we're doing today. We're celebrating or honoring our moms. Now, there's supposedly five love languages, and there's even been books written on this. And I'm going to ask you to raise your hand if you are doing one of these five, or maybe all five of these love languages to your mom. The first love language is words of affirmation. So maybe when you got up in the morning, the first thing you did is run in and wake up your mom and said, I love you. Or you could have said, Happy Mother's Day. Or you could have said, you're the best. That whole video was words of affirmation. Or you could have bought her a card or made her a card. So anybody do with that? I have cards to give my mother-in-law and my mother. And I'm going to tell them all those words. The second language is touch. So how many of you, or will do today, will hug your mom, kiss your mom? I'm going to do that. The third is act of service. So how many of you made your mom breakfast in bed, or maybe breakfast? Are you going to take her out to lunch, or make her lunch, make her supper, do something? Yeah, she likes those. The fourth is a gift, which we've done. We've gave gifts. But how many is going to give your mom flowers or something you know she especially likes? That's all that's. And the last one's probably the most important, and that's why we dismissed service tonight, quality time. We're going to give you time maybe to visit both sides of the family or to spend some quality time with your mom. And if she's far away, I'm hoping you're calling her or FaceTiming her or something. And when I mean quality time, especially the kids, please stay off your electronics today. Play a game. Go out, enjoy the weather. Do something. Anyway, The theme of this service is defining mom, and I'm going to define mom. And I use this little acronym. And it also recognizes that a mom's not always the one that gives you birth. A mom to me is M, motivator, O, of others, could be your offspring, M, to maturity. So it's a motivator of others to maturity. Years ago, the advice column at Dear Abby defined maturity as being able to stick with a job till it is finished, to do one's duty, in other words, your job or your chore, without being supervised, to be able to carry money without spending it. In today's world, that would mean carrying a credit card or a debit card without using it, and to be able to bear an injustice without wanting to get even. In today's world, that would mean if somebody does something wrong to you, don't get on social media and tell the whole world that they did it. That's how she defined maturity. I think it's a pretty good definition. And I would add that you'll be able to stay off your phone while you're walking, driving, doing your job. Avoid all those accidents that happen when you're not paying attention. And we all know that to help our children mature, we have to set boundaries and assign chores. We become the mean mother. From school age to about age 25, children do have some, not all children, but some children have trouble respecting and valuing their parents. And honor should be shown by obeying the rules of the house. As adults, we can struggle with honoring our moms if our relationship with her is not good. And sometimes we can only honor her for giving us life. But today could be a day of forgiveness and reconciliation. And as children and adults, we sometimes struggle with valuing our moms and our grandmothers toward the ends of their lives. We honor them by spending time with them and helping with their needs. As moms, we struggle with not being the perfect mom. We don't always like every age or stage that our children go through. We don't always have the answer. We make mistakes, and we have to say a lot of times that we did and say, I'm sorry, can you forgive me? We can question our own worth. I would like to read A Beautiful Burdened Life by Jenny Albers. My daughter spotted a glistening treasure hidden in the grass while playing at the park. And while she was ecstatic over the acquisition of that shiny quarter, my excitement was feigned. I knew that that little treasure wasn't all that significant and it wasn't worth much. As she dreamed up the endless list of all the things to spend her perceived fortune on, I knew that this small amount of money wouldn't allow her to buy much, if anything at all. At least not till she'd added a few more quarters to the one that had been stashed in her pocket. But that's just it. When a collection of seemingly insignificant things is added up, it can amount to something of great value. A quarter on its own isn't much, but 100 quarters will add up to something of greater worth, something special. And so it is with motherhood. Each day consists of tasks, many of which seem small and insignificant. It's a series of moments that seem rather trivial, but when added up over time, they become so much more. Picking up a baby who refuses to sleep again. Searching for the missing shoe that would cause tardiness again. Attending to the request for a snack again and again and again. Changing a dirty diaper. Picking up a dirty sock, sweeping the dirty floor again, reading the very, very hungry caterpillar again, or the little blue truck, and whatever book happens to be a favorite at any point in time, tucking children into bed and then doing it again and again because of this sudden and unquenchable thirst, or monsters under the bed, or in the closet, or the sudden recollection of a toy that hasn't been used in months. Folding laundry, doing dishes, picking up toys again and again and again. The moments spent performing these tasks sure don't seem like much. The tasks are endless and can feel unimportant. And we question what the value is in any of it. If our homes are not Pinterest-worthy, and we haven't spent the entire day doting on our children, and we haven't earned any money, and we haven't volunteered at school, and we feel like we haven't contributed enough, we feel insignificant, and we question our worth. We feel like our value is less than those who are noticeably accomplishing bigger things. We can feel small when each moment seems to hold nothing more than another unremarkable task. While these tasks, these moments are viewed individually, they don't look like much. But when they're viewed collectively, they add up to nothing short of infinite love. And in that, there is treasure for both mother and child. A child who is confident in his mother's love, and a mother whose love has never fallen short. There's treasure in knowing we are needed, and treasure in our children's needs being met. There's treasure in the everyday memories that have become cataloged in our hearts. There's treasure in caring for our children so that one day they can care for them themselves. And while the moments of drudgery don't include a round of applause or a rewarding paycheck, they amount to something much larger. They add up to priceless moments that are demonstrated by love in action, and the value only increases in time. The mundane moments and tedious tasks are evidence of both love given and received. And there isn't a more valuable treasure than that. I'd like everybody to stand. I wasn't going to be long. I think she's going to put up a list of things I would like to you to pray and help me pray for our mothers. But while we do this, if someone has a specific need, if you've never had a walk with God and you want to start today, you're more than welcome to come to the front. If you have something that you're dealing with, maybe it is unforgiveness or having to seek forgiveness, or if there's a special need of healing in your life, you're more than welcome to come up front and people will come and pray for you. But I would like us all to pray for our moms. We're going to pray for empty arms. And I don't know, do you have the whole list or just empty arms? In empty arms, I'm going to pray for infertility. I know that there are moms among us. You read the statistics in this size crowd. I know of one in particular, I'm sure there's more, that are trying to have a child and have been unsuccessful. We want to pray for them. We want to pray for the moms that have lost children, including miscarriages. We want to pray for those among us that have lost their moms and need comfort. And we want to pray for those that their children, the grandchildren, or their mother are not where they can be with them today. So if you would just, anybody you can think of that meets those categories, just reach out and intercede for them today. God, I just ask you to come into this right now. I know there are needs among our family, especially our moms. I know those that our hearts are breaking because their arms are empty. You have not blessed them with a child, Lord. We stand and we ask you, just like you granted Hannah's request in the Bible, that you grant their request. And their home would be blessed with a child, Lord. We pray for those that have lost a child. You said that you would not leave us comfortless, that you would come to us. And we ask you right now to comfort those, that you would comfort those that have lost their moms. Ask you for the comfort those that are not able to be with their moms or their grandchildren or their children today, that you would be their comfort, that you would heal their broken hearts, Lord. You are our strength and our comfort, and we pray that over all these needs. We're also going to pray for wisdom for those raising children, especially those in split families and blended families and single moms. God, you have said that you would grant us wisdom if we ask for it. And we're asking right now for these moms, for every single mom that is raising a child, especially those that are doing it alone, especially those in split families because there's not always agreement. And those that are blended families, that there are outside forces that influence this family, Lord. We ask that you come down and you move in these situations, that you give these parents wisdom, that you give them strength, that you be with them every single day. That you put unity in our homes, Lord. In Jesus' name. We're also going to pray for physical strength for every single mom, especially those that have young children, teenagers, that are helping with aging parents or dealing with health issues within their families. Now, Lord, you are a healer. You are a healer, Lord. Your word declares that, Lord, by your stripes we are healed. We pray for physical strength. Right now, you said we could rise up. We could rise up like the eagle. And we declare that over these situations. We pray strength for the moms that have small children that are not getting enough sleep. For those that have teenagers that wait for them to come home. We pray for those with aging parents that requires a lot more in their schedule, Lord. We pray with those with health issues within themselves, within their husbands, within their children, within their grandchildren. And we declare your healing this day in their lives, Lord. We pray healing over all this congregation for our physical strength, our physical healing, our emotional healing, and our mental healing, Lord. We ask you this day to touch everyone right here in this congregation. Help us to feel your presence, your comfort, your strength, your love especially. Help us to feel your love. Because when there is situations in our lives, Lord, you can be our mother. You can be our father. You can provide for us. You can wrap your arms around us and provide for us. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all your blessings. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your love. We thank you for this day. We ask you to go with us as we leave. Give us a safe trip. Give us a wonderful day with our moms. We just appreciate you, Lord, in everything.
I'd like to, any of you moms here this morning, fit into any of these categories. And, you know, sometimes life can just be tough. You don't plan it that way. It just happens that way. And I want to open up this altar in front. And I don't want the moms to have to come down here by themselves. So if your mom's having a hard time, and I want the family to come down. Mother's Day should be about family, honoring your mother. So we just want to open up this front. If you're having any struggles, no matter what they may be, I just want to invite you to come down here and just begin to pray as a family that God would give us strength. We can't do this all the time on our own. Kids, why don't you bring your mom, grab your mom by the hand and bring her down here. All those kind things that were said in the video. I know we have a lot of ladies here that have been mothers to many of us. Grab one of those ladies. Come on down here, Aunt Jan. Sister Nancy Fuller Gomez, come on down here. She was a mother to me for many years in my life. Maybe your mom isn't here this morning. Let's just pray. Also, it's Dane and Lindsay. It is their last week, last service here. We'd like to gather around them and pray with them that God would bless their move, be with them as they move out to Montana. Make sure you greet them after service. Let's just pray. If you're in the back, just lift your hands and reach your hand forward and just begin to pray for our mothers here. Make sure your mom's not here. You call her today. You contact her today as our praise team begins to sing.